Ephesians chapter 1, our call to worship. I'll start in verse 3. Paul's breaking forth into great thanksgiving, and we'll see why. And by the end of the service, I hope we'll be doing the same thing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved. In Him, we have received redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His purpose, which He set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, in order to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of His glory. In Christ you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of His glory. Now you've probably caught that three times in that section. To the praise of the glory of His grace. To the praise of His glory. To the praise of His glory. I hope that you will catch Paul's vision of why God has created us and why God lets all things go as they do. Why God saves sinners like me and like Brent. And why He continues to save wretches. It's all to the praise of the glory of His grace. We're here not to baptize Brent. We're here to celebrate an electing God who has brought His eternalized plan into time. We've seen that God has predestined Brent before the foundation of the world. And God, who cannot lie, has saved Brent by His sovereign grace. And we're here to celebrate that, to encourage Brent, but ultimately to give thanks to our God. The first song we're going to sing this evening can be found in your hymn book. It's number 90. Great is